medical community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. I'm Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm the business solutions lead at Kolos IS Support. Back with me this week, and most weeks, is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Haukooper, Vice President of JD Edwards Product Development at Oracle. Paul, not that I don't care how you are, but we just really have a jam-packed episode today, so I think we should just dive right in.
Well, sure, except we did publish episode 100 this week, and we had so much fun celebrating with Chris and John on our show that, if you recall, we failed to acknowledge everyone responsible for getting us here, right? I mean, we had an entire list that
big
we
fail.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're still working on this whole podcast thing 100 episodes later. But anyway, so before we jump right in, like you said, we don't have a ton of time. So before we jump right in, well, we actually kick things off by thanking folks.
Agreed. All right, let's start with John Vaughn, CEO of Quest. Got to thank him for being willing to take a chance on this crazy idea.
No doubt.
I'd also like to acknowledge the Quest Board of Directors for standing behind the idea and continuing to support us through our first 100 episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. Not that they're not still supporting us in 101, but all right. And then, of course, some of our early guests, as we broke into this podcast thing and tried to figure it all out, they were willing to come on and watch us stumble through the first few episodes. So Linda Sloan Compton, Andrew Ostick, I mean, there was quite a few. So thank you guys for coming on early and supporting us.
Yes. In addition, we had Ken Peddington and Alyssa Maurer.
Yeah. And then we also had some repeat guests. So Chris Laping from last week, all right, on a couple of times, right? And then, of course, the infamous, nobody wants to listen to me, Clayton Seeley, coming on multiple times. Of course, Clayton's also one of those folks that's behind the scenes, right? He helps us come up with topics as well as swag. I mean, most recently, he's been the swag king. So thank you, Clayton.
Yes, thank you very much. And of course, you wouldn't hear us if it weren't for our editor, Jennifer Longworth. We definitely appreciate everything she does, going through and editing out any of our ands, ums, buts, and odd silences in the middle of a recording, or when one of us has to step out.
Right. You would definitely hear us, but you might not want to. So she definitely makes us feel better about ourselves, I guess. Anyway, moving on. Then we got Nicole Morris, marketing manager over at Quest. She helps us out with all of our blogs, our social. She tracks all of our Captivate metrics. She lets us know when we're doing good, when we're doing bad. She's also a bourbon drinker.
Yeah, you guys, we've had a couple of those conversations surrounding bourbon in some of our podcast production calls that we have.
Still haven't done our road show there at a distillery, though.
We do need to do that. We need to have a JDE Connection live from a distillery. Yeah. I think that'd be fun. And of course, keeping us on track, Brett Miller, our project coordinator. She has absolutely the hardest job. Those meetings, man, obviously we all start talking and she's like, okay, time to rein it in, people.
I don't know. It's all you guys. I mean, John and I are usually the ones that are just straight, narrow, ready to knock it out, get it done. And you guys are off squirreling, whatever it happens to be. So anyway,
maybe John might be the straight one, but I don't think you. You're usually right there with us, if not instigating at times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I get blamed for everything. Everybody hears that, right? All right. And then, of course, we got Sarah Bryant, education program manager and the conference queen. She is the brains behind our signage, our podcast booth, live episode setup. She was also the brains behind Family Feud and, you know, all those fun sessions that we've been having at In Focus. I mean, you got AJ coming on with bling. You've got you with your bling. I mean, who's behind that? That's Sarah. Also, if you have some swag, such as the Oofta ribbon, you get to thank Sarah for that, as well as the poker chips. Yeah. So she's been doing, thank you very much, Sarah. You've been doing a killer job the whole time and we appreciate you.
Well, you know, maybe if we're right about there for people this time, we can give out two poker chips because we're pretty close to the 20,000 download mark.
Oh,
we're getting there.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah. Sweet. So we could give two out for that since we gave one out for the 10,000.
That's true. That is true. It said 10,000 downloads. So we're almost at 20. So sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Either that or we need another color. We need another poker chip and it's got to be worth more downloads, right?
Oh, so, got it.
So we got the 10,000 download. Maybe we need a $25,000 or 25,000 download chip. Who knows?
Or a dollar. All right. That'd be great.
Well, let's jump in. I mean, this is our Blueprint 4D promo episode where we kind of walk you through the entire agenda of the week and help you understand what to look for and highlight a few things. So why don't you get us started?
All right. So as a reminder, the conference dates are May 4th through the 7th, and the conference will be held at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas, Texas. Kicking off Sunday, May 3rd, well, not really kicking off, but it's early registration and happy hour from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you'll probably catch us walking around the area sometime in the evening. I know we'll both be down there. We have previous things to attend to before and during some of that time, so we'll be around there, so definitely grab us and say hi.
Yeah, I expect to be down closer to the 4 mark than the 3 mark. I'll be in rehearsal prior to that. Yes, we actually do, despite what people think, do some level of rehearsal. I got to memorize all my lines, you know, and they got X's on the stage. So I know where my spots are or whatever. Hit my marks. I'm sorry, marks.
Hit your marks.
That fun stuff. Anyway, but everybody should swing down. See you Sunday night.
All right. Monday, May 4th. For those, if you haven't gotten registration, maybe you're coming in after 7 p.m. on Sunday night, you can get your badge and everything starting at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. 8 o'clock to 8:30 on Monday is Coffee and Connect. Boop, boop. And I guess it's also the first J.D. Edwards pit stop with support. So you can grab your coffee, stop in at the pit stop.
You get to grab your coffee. You'll need it, right? Because you have to go talk to Jim and Catherine and Guru over at the pit stop. I'm just kidding. The J.D. Edwards support team is going to be at the pit stop Monday morning, first thing. So they've got pit stop duty. Swing by, say hi. But I think what Chandra was trying to say is you're going to need that coffee because the first session, of course, is the keynote, the J.D. Edwards keynote that yours truly will be delivering. So please load up on your coffee. Come in ready. As you know, I will be as dry as I can possibly be and very methodical in my delivery. Monotone, I've been told to put the comedy works away. So this will be nothing but business this time around. And no fun factor. I've eliminated that. So I hope you guys are ready for a very dry, almost college lecture level keynote.
Awesome. I can hardly wait. Maybe I'll have 2 cups of coffee. Then again, maybe you don't want that. I might harass you from the audience then because I'll be all jazzed up after having some coffee.
I was going to say, please no. I don't need.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Don't need
awesome.
The help.
Well, your keynote runs from 8:30 to 9:30, and then starting at 9:45 to 10:45, we have a couple of J.D. Edwards breakout sessions. At the same time, we have 2 SIG meetings. So we have the technology SIG meeting and the HCM SIG meeting. So feel free to drop in and hear about what each SIG is working on or what they want to highlight for their in-person meeting.
Wow. I mean, the conference is over after the first 2 hours right there. You've got the J.D. Edwards keynote. You got the tech SIG. I don't know why anybody's coming to anything else at this point.
I know, right? That's all I'm going to attend. Just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. Right. Because right after that, we've got a couple roadmaps for my team. So you've got AJ Schifano will hit the digital platform roadmap at 1:15 after lunch. Oh, what?
You missed what? What did I something. Skip? You're not following the agenda, Paul.
I've got a spreadsheet and I'm following the spreadsheet. I can't. You want me to follow an agenda too?
Well, we have the J.D. Edwards breakouts from 9:45 to 10:45. But then at 10:45, we actually have our conference keynote, the Blueprint 4D keynote with Yvette Cameron. She's
My
here.
My bad for skipping ahead.
You like to skip ahead. And I understand you're very excited about all the J.D. Edwards sessions, but we do need to highlight a couple other things. That conference keynote, From Systems of Record to Systems of Intelligence, AI's Impact on ERP, HCM, and the Enterprise. So our enterprise systems are evolving very rapidly. So what were once platforms to kind of build your transactions on and maybe enforce some process, they're becoming very intelligent systems now, helping to predict outcomes, maybe guide business decisions, and to continuously adapt how work actually happens. So come prepared to this session to gain a clearer understanding of how AI is fundamentally reshaping our enterprise applications and how AI agents are changing the role of finance and HR.
And now I feel like we should have gone through my abstract. Jeez, I mean, what the heck? No, I mean, that looks to be a great keynote. As I was going through that earlier, I reflected on the vision that Gary and I laid out of kind of the evolution of ERP and what our vision for the future was. And then I looked at Yvette's abstract. I was like, well, I guess we're all on the same page as far as where we've been and where we're going. So I look forward to hearing from Yvette. The picture that she has to paint with AI agents and how agentic AI is going to change how we all actually use our systems.
Yes. And then from 11:45 to 1:15 is the community welcome lunch for those people that are not registered for the executive forum. That executive forum runs Monday from 12 noon to 6 p.m. This is kind of a one-day executive program focused this year on how AI and Oracle Cloud innovation are reshaping ERP and HCM for organizations, including those that are running PeopleSoft, JD Edwards, and Oracle Cloud.
All right. So then that runs obviously the entire afternoon. But if you're not registered for the executive forum, then we get straight into some roadmap sessions right after lunch. We've got to keep it happening. We don't want any food comas happening in the afternoon. So first up, of course, we queued up AJ, knowing that nobody can sleep through an AJ Schifano session. So he'll be taking you through the digital platform and what our roadmap looks like there. And immediately following AJ is going to be Clayton Seeley taking you through the roadmap for system administration.
That'll be fabulous. I always enjoy that one, even though he does question when I do attend. From 3:30 to 3:45, there's a little coffee break. And then from 3:45 to 4:30, we have a couple more breakout sessions. So 3:45 on Monday, we have Jennifer Goyle with Cardinal Glass Industries. She's going to talk about vendor purchasing using JD Edwards Direct Connect punch-out features. Sounds like a very interesting topic. I know several businesses want to be able to transact business with their vendors much more streamlined. So this should be a good one. Also at 3:45, we have Angie Cornelison with Mueller Company, Empowering Users and Strengthening Governance. Always a favorite, but it's their Mueller JDE transformation journey. So they're going to talk about how they leveraged UDOs and pages to streamline workflows and enhance security across their environment.
All right. And then immediately follow. Well, no, I guess it's overlapped. I guess we're competing at this point because at 3:45, we have AJ Schifano again with orchestrator updates from product engineering. And looks like the upgrade and code CurrentSig has a session, has a meetup at 3:45.
Yep. And then moving on from 4:45 to 5:30, we have additional breakout sessions. I'll let you take the first one here.
Of course, we got Clayton back up with Update Manager, basically how to use that to assist you in formulating a co-current strategy.
Yes, and we also have the E1 MDAC meeting for 2026, E1 Manufacturing Distribution and CAM User Group meeting.
Oh, why don't we just say all of applications development minus financials, which, hey, by the way, what do we also have alongside that? Hey, you got the financial SIG happening also at 4:45 on Monday, followed by the Women in Technology SIG at 5:45.
Yes, absolutely. That's always a good face-to-face session where they can kind of share some insights on what the women in technology are doing.
Excellent.
Yes. And then from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., we have the Blueprint 4D welcome reception. And guess what?
What?
guess where people can find us during some of that time.
At the bar?
Well, they may find you there, but they're going to find me at the podcast booth. Very okay. funny there, sir. Yes, we will be there at our podcast booth from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
So we look forward to seeing everybody that we haven't seen, right? Because maybe we'll see some or all or most, whatever, Sunday night. But hopefully for those that don't necessarily get in early, hopefully we'll see you on Monday evening at the welcome reception. So
yes, absolutely. And kicking it off Tuesday, May 5th at 8:30 to 9, we've got another Coffee and Connect and Oracle Pit Stop. The digital platform will be there with Clayton Seeley and Hi-Ann Wong.
Wow. I mean, Clayton Seeley is going to step into the digital platform. Interesting.
I know. Right.
And then, of course, you have the queen of JDE with Hi-Ann Wong. So, I mean, that's a great way to start your day right there.
Both all repeat right. guests on our podcast.
This is true. And then 9 a.m. when we start our breakout sessions for day two, we have David Greiner. He'll be presenting with a few others from product management, but they'll be going over the applications update and roadmap. And then immediately following that, we've got Shruti Gottage. She'll be flying in, actually, all the way from India. She's flying over to help us with the event. She's the product manager behind the sustainability framework that we've been developing over the last couple of years. And so she'll be delivering a session on sustainability. So if you have ESG requirements and you want to know how JD Edwards can help you meet those requirements, by all means, stop by Shruti's session at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. And then, of course, server manager Clayton Seeley will be delivering a session on server manager as well at 10 o'clock. And because we always like to stack everything, you also have the newly reincarnated JDE Construction SIG meeting with Pete Cotton from IREX also at 10 o'clock. And of course, Pete is also a repeat guest on the show.
Yes. And then at 11 o'clock, we have Jason Gendru, building a modern rebate architecture on JD Edwards E1, high volume ingestion, rule evaluation, optimized claiming. I know myself, I've looked at how I can best incorporate rebates into JD Edwards. When you have vendor rebate programs, they can be very complicated. So this one will be very interesting to see what they did and how they did it.
Yes. Also at 11 o'clock, David Greiner will be helping you get the most out of your capital asset management and service management product. So he'll be probably walking you through everything that we've been doing in that product over the last several years. And then Catherine Provencal from Oracle support team will talk to you about HCM and what's been happening there. And then one more Oracle session, also at 11 o'clock, is Hi-Ann Wong's session on Enterprise One Pages. 10 years. It's been 10 years since we delivered the first E1 page. Well, 10 years since we've been enhancing it. Maybe 11 years since we delivered it. But anyway, 10 years of enhancements. That could take a while. So good luck.
She might have to talk really fast. Maybe we have to get her some extra coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then also at 11 o'clock, we have the Business Analyst SIG Special Interest Group with Linda Sloan Compton. At 11:45, we have lunch in the Exhibitor Showcase. So that'll be happening. And then that goes till 1:45. Starting at 2 o'clock, we have more education breakouts. The Business Intelligence SIG Meetup is at 2 o'clock. As well as the JDE Connection podcast live. That's us.
Oh, that's us. Oh,
yeah. That's
oh,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just says your name. So I figured you're running solo this year. I wasn't.
No. I don't think people like it when it's solo. I should look back and see if the episodes that I recorded solo, if anyone actually listened.
Ouch. I'm sure they did. No worries. One thing about the Business Analyst SIG, are we going to swing by that? Is that on our docket this year?
It might be. We do tend to drop in. So we will definitely try to do that.
So everybody, and I think we cleared the decks. There's no other educational sessions at 2 o'clock on Tuesday other than the JD Connection podcast live. It's just us, I think.
I mean,
pretty sure.
Why wouldn't it be? Do you know what we're talking about? Have we decided what we're talking about?
No, we've decided about four times what we're talking about. So we actually have to decide what we decided. So we'll get there eventually. Maybe flip a coin. Who knows? It changes every day, folks.
It
does. Just the way it is. So.
It is. Exactly. So all stay tuned. It'll be a good one, though.
Well, immediately after that, since we probably put you to sleep, you're going to need a little coffee. So we do have a coffee break from 2:45 to 3 before you go talk to Pradeep Pandey about Oracle's autonomous database capabilities and what you can do with JD Edwards and what's available with the Oracle autonomous database. So if anybody's interested in pursuing the ADB, whether or not that be dedicated or shared, swing by Pradeep's session at 3 o'clock. If you're not interested in that, then you should be interested in AJ's next session, which, of course, is on Process Modeler. And I believe he's doing a customer panel to talk about how they're leveraging it and the difference that it's making in their business, as well as probably capturing more and more requirements, because that's the reason that we come to these conferences, is we get ideas. And I think AJ wants to pull as many ideas from you, our customers, as he can.
Absolutely. All right. Then at 4 o'clock, we have Shannon Allred leading the UDO SIG. And 5:15, we have the Quest Emerging Leaders Program information session. Mm-hmm. So if you are looking for ways to maybe grow in your career, this is a great program for you. It's going to help you think strategically, maybe be able to exert influence across your teams, across your organization, and maybe connect your work to broader business outcomes. So I, of course, am a little biased because I did go through the program last year and really enjoyed it. So definitely recommend it for those that are interested. Again, that's at 5:15. At the same time, actually from 4:45 to 6:15 that evening is the exhibitor showcase reception. And guess what? You'll find us at our booth during that time.
Absolutely. Should be fun. Hippening and happening. Who knows? I mean, it's always interesting to see what they have going on at the showcase at that time for that reception. So always a good time. I don't know what the theme is this year. Do we know? Is there a theme?
I don't know. There might be. I didn't get the memo yet.
How do we know what the pack? I mean, there's got to be outfits involved. Come on.
Wardrobe changes are always fun.
Wardrobe. Absolutely. Yeah, all right. Let's get to Wednesday.
All right. Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. Coffee and Connect. Grab your coffee. Then go head over to another JD Edwards pit stop. This time, applications. Who can I go talk to Wednesday, Paul?
I believe you're going to have David Greiner. You're probably going to have a few others too. Trudy, I'm sure, will be there. And Rohini. Rohini's coming over as well. She's going to be helping out David Greiner on several of his manufacturing-related sessions. Rohini's been around for quite some time, so she's making the trip over. Also from our development center in India. So stop by the pit stop and have a conversation with her about what's happening in manufacturing.
At 9 o'clock, we go back into breakouts, and one that I want to highlight, last week's guest, Chris Laping, Unignorable, The Science of Being Taken Seriously. I think he highlighted this in our episode 100, that 75% of global employees say their opinions don't matter at work. And obviously, if that resonates with you, this is a great session for you. So he's publishing a new book that he mentioned on our episode 100, and it is called Unignorable, The Science of Being Taken Seriously. And in this session, it'll be an interactive conversation to explore why talented professionals get overlooked and what the research says actually works to change that. That'll be a great session. In addition, at 9 o'clock, we have a session called Take Your JDE AI Solution from Proof of Concept to Production. That's Vevin Kumar with Martin Marietta. AI is a hot topic, again, always maybe these days. So I think this is a great session. We all know that putting together a proof of concept is easy, but then how do we actually move it to production? There's been a lot of proof of concepts that I've put in a lower environment that I've actually never made it anywhere because, well, it just happens.
It just happens. Devin actually participated in one of our keynotes. I believe it was at In Focus a couple of years back. And I think everybody's interested in AI, but mostly they're interested in practical AI. So to your point about moving POC to production, if we have that experience prior to even any of these AI projects, Lord knows we have it now quite a bit with a lot of these AI initiatives. They never make it past the POC stage. So this should be an interesting session from Bevan.
Agreed.
Also at 9 o'clock, if you are a platform person or you're concerned about your platform or what we're doing as far as JD Edwards and the various platforms that we support, Prashanth will be taking you through the statement of direction and kind of giving you an update on what we plan to do. So that's an important one for anybody out there running Unix right now. You probably want to know what timelines we're looking at there. There's been recent changes. We're also talking about changes potentially to WebSphere and what we want to do there. So I would strongly encourage folks to swing by Prashant's session at 9 a.m. to hear what he has to say.
I think you have another great session at 9 o'clock, digital platform product updates from JD Edwards Engineering.
Yeah, this is one of the more popular ones that we have, and Hyann will be delivering this alongside Srihari. Srihari is coming over again from our India Development Center. He runs our web runtime team, and he's going to come over so that he can deliver some of these updates and meet with some of the customers face-to-face and obviously gather ideas and share some of his enthusiasm about what his team's been delivering over the last few years.
Excellent. Also at 9 o'clock, we have the E1 MDAC. Manufacturing and Distribution, and CAMSIG. They haven't asked us anything roundtable scheduled at 9 o'clock.
Are they having like a competition for how many letters they can put in this thing?
Right?
Good Lord. All right. Then we move on to the next round of education sessions starting at 10 o'clock. We got Order Management, Driving Efficiency and Innovation by Shruti. And then David Biltis will be delivering a session alongside Angelin Isaac from our product management team. David, of course, runs our foundation and lifecycle management team, but he also has some history in financials management. We'll be working with Angelin to deliver the E1 financials update.
Excellent. All right. Then at 12 o'clock, well, 11 o'clock, I should say, to 12 o'clock, there's a power hour. And then from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, there's lunch in the exhibitor showcase. Immediately following lunch is one of my favorites. It's the re-energize session. So if you're exhausted after a long week of kind of some of those technical sessions, especially if you're presenting, you're all wrapped up in your PowerPoints and your scripts and making sure you've got your message ready to go. So let's re-energize. Let's break out some comedy. Comedy, the best comedy in Texas with 4-day weekend. So okay. It's not just a show, it's improvised. All of
nice.
It. So it's an improvised interactive experience. Interactive. Built entirely around your suggestions. I know I attended the re-energize session last year. I enjoyed it. I laughed a lot. It was a nice break.
Absolutely. It's a great way to literally re-energize so that you can power through to the next set of sessions, which I think start at 3:15.
Yes, 3:15. So one of the ones I wanted to highlight is the end-to-end automation of accounts payable using JD Edwards Orchestrator and API integration presented by Andy Cox with Kind LLC. Accounts payable automation tends to be a very hot topic everywhere. People are always looking at ways that they can enhance that process, maybe make it more efficient. There are so many touch points. So I think this will be a great one to kind of figure out how to design a very robust AP pipeline, how to manage exceptions. We all know they're going to happen no matter what level of automation you put in. So having those ideas is great. And of course, you want to keep those financial controls. Those are important.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully you were re-energized because what does Oracle have up next? Security.
Hey, now, some of us actually like that.
Yeah, so if you're into security and you want to hear how we're hardening and what you can do around performance optimization for your mission-critical workloads, again, you can come see Pradeep Pandey. He'll take you through how you do that with JD Edwards. Hyann also has one more session on Enterprise Process Modeler. Some may not know how to create custom models and metrics and analytics, so go see Hyann and she'll walk you through it.
Also at the same time, the E1 MDAC Manufacturing, distribution, and CAM enhancement meeting for Blueprint. So come talk about enhancements. And then at 4:15 that day is when not to use Logic extensions with Jonathan Theroit from Tour Industries Group. So apparently there may be some cases where maybe that's not the best solution. So come learn when not to use them.
I wonder if Hyann's going to attend that and disagree. Prior to that, though, if you needed a pick-me-up, of course, we do have a coffee break from 4 to 4:15, just FYI. We've got another roundtable also at 4:15. This is around digital momentum, so we're going to discuss automations, orchestrations, and extensibility with customers. Basically, how are you using our digital platform to automate processes and extend your functionality and integrate with other systems? So there'll be a nice roundtable on that.
Then, starting Thursday, 8 o'clock, final day of the conference, Thursday, May 7th, 8:30, Coffee and Connect. Grab your coffee and then head over to the Oracle Pit Stop for system administration.
Which is kind of funny because this time we're going to have AJ Stefano. So I guess AJ and Clayton are like switching roles.
Clayton's going to be there too, right?
He might be. We'll see. Okay. You know, see if he's burnt out by then. But AJ will definitely be there. A few of the rest of us, a few of the gang will be there to talk about system administration with you if that's your cup of tea. First thing in the morning on the third day of the conference. But right after that, of course, we've got a couple customer sessions. Lisa Tran with Monterey Mushrooms going to go through retrofitting and getting rid of your base program modifications. This was one of our potential topics we will have to reconsider because we probably can't do as good a job as Lisa on covering Logic extensions and using Logic extensions to eliminate some of your customization. So it should be very interesting. If you caught our episode with Hyann Wong on Logic extensions and kind of going through Logic extensions 101 and you're curious how to apply them, I think Lisa's session will be very informative.
Yes, absolutely. Also at 9 o'clock, we have E1 Engine Controls, a roundtable discussion on CNC, system administration, technical, and security with Risa Case. So definitely a good session to attend if your JD Edwards engine is needing a little tune-up and maintenance. Come find out what maybe you can do to help enhance that. Mm-hmm. Keep it running efficiently.
Okay, and then Paolo Borriello from our Applications Unlimited sales team, JD Edwards, PeopleSoft, DBS, actually has a dedicated Applications Unlimited sales team. And Paolo is from Italy, and he'll be coming over. And one of the sessions that he'll be delivering is around tax reform updates. E-invoicing and e-reporting and those sorts of things are very, very top of mind for those in Europe, and they impact many others. So at the beginning of the day on Thursday, he's going to be walking you through some of those updates. And then Angela and Isaac, who I already mentioned for financials, will also be taking us through enterprise automation for procure to pay. So if you want to see how the process modeler is getting used and how some of those ad hoc metrics can be applied to your procure to pay process, come see Angela at 10 a.m. Thursday.
Yes. And then 11 o'clock, if you are new to JD Edwards, or maybe you're a new business analyst, come listen to Linda Sloan Compton give you some tips and tricks on how to make your job a little bit easier.
Now, one of the things we've been focusing on this entire conference is going to be modernization. And Tim Koch from Euler Company has got a nice session at 11 o'clock also on Thursday about how to use Orchestrator to improve your overall experience, your overall customer experience.
All right. It's going to be a busy conference as usual. Really a lot of great topics out there. And obviously we couldn't highlight them all. We only have so much time. And with that, we're about out of time. So
normally we do a Midwesternism, but to be fair, I mean, we just burned through probably 40 minutes. So
I think we could do a quick one. So last week we talked about the skyways in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So if you haven't heard that, you should go listen to that first and then come back and listen to this one. St. Paul hosted the first Skyway 5K race on February 28th, which was the same day I went to Minnesota. Had I known that, I might have tried to fly in a little bit earlier so I could do that. So they ran through the skyways in St. Paul.
Oh, very
cool.
Super cool.
Yeah. Very fun. I know. Leave it to Minnesotans getting creative. That's how they roll.
Always leave it to Minnesotans to get creative. Oh, there's so many places I could go with that. I'll just leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for questions, feedback, or ideas for future episodes, contact us at thejdeconnection@questoraclecommunity.org. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles!
See ya!
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.